Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
As Donald Trump was elected, they understood that he wants to bring the hostages back home.
I think because they anticipated that a deal would come soon.
Yeah.
And that's when they started giving you more food.
Exactly. More food, treated me better, you know, stopped cursing me, stopped spitting on me.
That was one of the former hostages yesterday reporting on the fact that his treatment changed after Donald Trump was elected president. He's saying that Hamas was more worried about Trump being president, and they had supported Kamala Harris. It was an interesting interview, but there's still a lot going on to bring this thing to completion. And we've got Jonathan Savage reporting for Fox News Radio this morning to give us the latest on this. I know that one of the headlines, Jonathan, that I read this morning in the Washington Post was that Trump's hailing a new Middle East, but that avoids some of the hard questions ahead.
I mean, I think, yes, there are many hard questions ahead. Yesterday, he was there to take in the adulation of the Israeli political establishment with a speech to the Israeli parliament where, you know, he made these grand statements that is his the way he's talking, is hyperbole, talking about a historic dawn of a new Middle East. The Holy Land is at peace, he said. But of course, we've only seen put into action a few points of his 20-point peace plan. There are many sticking points coming up. Because later in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, he joined a summit of more than 20 world leaders that had a lot of symbolism to it, a big banner saying peace in the Middle East. But we don't have the substance yet because we don't have Hamas agreeing to put down their arms or agreeing not to play any role in the future of Gaza. We don't have a committee set up or a board of peace set up to oversee the short-term governance of Gaza. We don't have a full plan for Israeli troop withdrawal either. So it's likely that there'll be some long and difficult talks ahead.
Jonathan, how critical will it be to get the Abraham Accords expanded, getting Saudi in, getting other nations into that accord as part of this peace in the Middle East?
This is part of the long-term strategy, and it has been since President Trump's first term. In his view, getting nations around the Middle East to normalize relations with Israel is a way of guaranteeing that they will be at peace and they will not offer support to any of Israel's adversaries. The grand prize here probably is Saudi Arabia. If they were to normalize relations with Israel, one of the wealthiest countries, that could make a very big difference. Saudi Arabia always said they wouldn't do this while the war in Gaza was going on. It would be impossible for them politically to do so. So yes, there's now a likelihood, I think, we're going to see a renewed push to expand the Abraham Accords as part of this idea of creating a more peaceful Middle East.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, when we talked the other day, Jonathan, the morning that this was announced, you and I discussed the long line of people that could be seen flooding back into Gaza. In the background, you could see some of the rubble from some of the buildings. Where did they all go? What's going on in Gaza right now?
Yeah, so you talk about the rubble. Some 80% of buildings in Gaza have been destroyed or damaged in the northern part of Gaza City. That's at 92%. People were flooding north from the south of Gaza to the north, wanting to establish what was left of their homes and to figure out what they could possibly salvage from there. If you look at images of Gaza, you see people with stalls set up, trying to sort of do rudimentary marketplaces and things like that. But also a lot of people are still living in tents. They're fed up of living in tents, and it's going to take an awful lot to change that. We're hearing today from the UN it's going to take $70 billion to rebuild Gaza. $20 billion will be required in the first 3 years. Gaza has a long, long way to go before it becomes a functional location.
Yeah, it's a good point.
You know, how is the response globally when we see world leaders, we see former presidents, we see, political adversaries, even the news networks that normally have nothing good to say about Trump, giving him some accolades? Does the world take notice when they see the left side of the aisle and lawmakers, including the squad, being deafeningly silent right now and not even mentioning the peace that has been cut, the ceasefire that's underway?
Well, I think the world sees this as the best opportunity so far, but of course it's hard to overlook political divisions. I mean, I did notice Antony Blinken, the former Biden Secretary of State, on X, saying President Trump and his envoys deserve our collective thanks for producing the ceasefire, but then going on to talk about how it was built and what was done under the Biden administration.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you've got British Prime Minister Keir Starmer here, who's a Labour Party. He's a left-of-centre politician today, speaking that the UK has offered its full support for President Trump's plan. It wouldn't have been possible without President Trump, along with the leaders of Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey. So I think there is some coming together from various sides of the political spectrum at the moment.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Except here.
Yeah.
Except here in
the
US.
America.
Yeah.
Jonathan Savage, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Yeah. Here's to your point, Dan. I picked up this bite this morning and hadn't had a chance to play it yet. This is Marco Rubio talking about the fact that these talks were going on in the background. Steve Witkoff and everybody involved in this, Jared Kushner, they're down there trying to get this thing worked out. And when I was on vacation, I remember reading the headline that France and maybe Spain and another country had decided to recognize a Palestinian state right in the middle of all this. And Rubio discussed yesterday how that really threw a wrench in things, and they might have gotten this done sooner. Listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoops. It would be easier to listen if Mark hadn't turned the sound off on his computer. Listen to the Secretary of State here.
Have you noticed that the talks with Hamas fell apart on the day Macron made the unilateral decision that he's going to recognize a Palestinian state? And then you have other people come forward, other countries say, well, if there's not a ceasefire by September, we're going to recognize a Palestinian state. Well, if I'm Hamas, I basically conclude, let's not do a ceasefire.
Right.
Because we can be rewarded and we can claim it as a victory. So those messages, while largely symbolic in their minds, actually have made it harder to get peace and harder to achieve a deal with Hamas. They feel emboldened. Have you noticed the talks with Hamas?
I did. Wow. True. Yeah. I mean, that made the whole thing that much harder. And I'm glad that Rubio pointed that out for sure. All right. So what have we not been talking about? Well, how about day 14 of the government shutdown?
Oh,
did you remember that?
Yeah.
The lights.
And my prediction of 17 is now starting to not look good.
Well, I think they're going to wait till after the 18th, which is when the No Kings idiots are going to all gather out on the street corners and scream about, you know, authoritarianism. I don't know. They're crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how that advances their role. They're not going to get what they're asking for. And when are they going to realize it?
I'd like to think you're right, Dan. I don't have enough faith.
Don't say we're going to give. Do
I
not.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so.
It's a $1.5 trillion, not a B, trillion dollars.
I don't think Johnson will give in, but Thune, I just don't know. I hope not. But anyway, we're going to get an update on what's going on with it from Ryan Schmelz, who's in D.C., when we come back here in just a minute. Stay tuned.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.